Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Nat Moore, he is a South Florida legend, Dolphins legend. And Friday, I was telling you, we celebrated 305 Day on this show with some special guests. I had gotten a heads up from Channing Crowder not to book Nat Moore because he was going to be busy. Nat Moore would have been one of the guests that I would have gotten on Friday, but he was getting honored, and it was a surprise to Nat. You were there, Crowder. For those who don't know, Nat went to high school at Edison. We've talked with him about that before. Now, he did play college ball up in Gainesville. I'm going to wipe that time out, you know, when I think about Nat Moore, because what he was doing up there in Gainesville, I don't know. But then he returns to Miami, plays his entire stellar NFL career with the Miami Dolphins, and Nat Moore is joining us now. Hello, Nat.
Hey, what's going on, Hawk? You said you don't know what I was doing in Gainesville. I was developing my skills by whooping Miami.
Oh! I bring the dude on to honor him, and all of a sudden, I'm taking
the first
shot.
You always throw me under the bus when it comes to my Gators. I can't let you get away with that. I don't know why Crowder let you get away with that.
I get all nervous when you and Crowder are on together. Too much Gator blood here.
That's what happens, Nat. The Gator love gets to him now. He can't deal with it. You know, Nat, I've talked to you 100 times. I've never asked you this. You went to Miami Edison. Did you want to go to Miami? Or were you a Gator whole life?
No, I pretty much ended up in Florida my junior year because I was going to junior college playing basketball. And, you know, University of Miami had some talented guys. You know, they had Burgess Owens, Chuck Foreman. They had some pretty good talent. So, you know, it was never one of the places I wanted to be. I wanted to get out of Miami. You know, being here my whole life, I wanted to see something other than Miami.
What happened on Friday? For people who don't know, the Miami Dolphins, they presented this huge mural of you for 305 Day, and so just kind of explain to us what event did you think you were attending, and then when did you realize it was you being honored, and then when you laid eyes on this mural that honors you, I mean, what was your reaction?
Well, I mean, I at first they told me it was going to be a senior staff deal for the 305 unveiling. And so, you know, I'm just doing what I normally do. I show up to participate and I get there and I see Marino and I'm like, okay, well, Marino is senior staff on the football side where I'm on the business side. And then I see Tony Nathan walk in and I'm like, something ain't right here. You know, Marino slipped and said, oh, yeah, Bruce here, too. And I'm like, okay. So my first thought was if Marino was there, it was going to be something with all of us as a part of it, you know, and nobody knew exactly what it was. And when Tom walked out and my family walked out, I'm like, uh-oh, they got me again. And the real irony of it was, you know, I grew up over town when I was 7 to 9 years old, living in the project, and we played tackle football between the two buildings on asphalt. You know, there were no grass. And to think 60 years later, I would end up back at the same area, pretty much on the same lot that I played tackle football as a kid, being honored with the mural, being shown and exhibited. It was very hard, man. I mean, I couldn't help but just think back what it was like 60 years ago and, you know, how fortunate I was and what a great, you know, having my family there and a lot of the guys I played with, guys that through the years all became part of the family with the Dolphins. It was extremely humbling for me at that point in time. And, you know, I will always be extremely appreciative to the Miami Dolphins and to all my teammates and friends that showed up, because that was special. It really was.
And that, when did that beauty of it, like you're saying, you the area we were at, the place where your mural is where you played as a kid. And then you went, you know, junior college, you went to UF. Then in 74, you get drafted to the Dolphins and you never leave. You go straight from the Dolphins and then you start helping and you get it, you know, the administrative side. And now, you know what I'm saying? Like, anything I need, and we've talked about it before and I talk about it on the show, Nat, if I need anything, I call Nat Moore if it has to do with the Miami Dolphins. When did, like, was that a plan? Was that planned out, or did it just naturally happen?
Well, I think most of it just naturally happened. Believe it or not, I thought I was going to get drafted by the Cowboys. And, you know, the Dolphins have been to three straight Super Bowls. I'm thinking I got a chance of going in the first round to the Cowboys, and the Dolphins pass on me. The Cowboys had taken too tall. And second round, Cowboys passed again. Third round, they pass again. And later on, in talking with him, Gil Brandt, he's saying, well, you know, we knew you had a knee injury, even though you came back and played. We thought that maybe you would fall deep in the draft. We can get you in the fifth round. In the meantime, the Dolphins take him in the third. And of course, I played with your dad, Randy, and Andre Tillman, and, you know, a whole bunch of great players, Benny Malone. And I'm home. And Paul Warfield, who roomed with me on the road, said to me, you know, at some point you have to make a decision how great you want to be personally versus being at home and playing in front of you, the people you love and care about. Because, you know, we don't throw the ball here a lot. You know, you're going to block, you're going to do everything, you're going to always be winning because that's the formula, which is similar to what I see with what Brian Flores is doing, putting people together to win. And I just said, hey, look, if I can win and be at home, there's nothing better. And so for 13 years, you know, whatever the team wanted me to do, whatever we needed to do to win games, that's what we did. And when Coach Shula told me they were going to let me go, and he asked me if I wanted to go play for another team, I told him no. I mean, my whole 13 years of football, I built my life here, and to go somewhere else for another year or so just to play a couple more years is crazy. So, you know, I was fortunate enough to go right into business, hosting events and doing stuff of that nature. And then I went to work for Ryder Systems, and then eventually came back to work for the Dolphins. So, I mean, South Florida is my life. The 305, without a doubt, is my life. And the Miami Dolphins have always been a part of my life since I've been an adult. So I don't see myself any other way. And Channing, the thing that was even more gratifying was the mirror was not a football mirror. It was a black man in a suit or in a alumni jacket and tie. Yep. With a Dolphin hat and a Dolphin surrounding. And to me, it said I was more than just a football player. And that's what really stood out for me.
It's what made Friday so special. If anybody watched the video of it, Dolphins had tweeted it out on social media. When you think Nat Moore is with us, when you think about it, when you think back to being a kid in Overtown playing on that ground, and then you fast forward – and you're in the University of Florida Hall of Fame and the Florida Georgia Hall of Fame,
and you were a Pro Bowler one season, and you led the league in touchdowns one season, and you played over a decade in the NFL with the same team, and now you work for that team so many years later. Would young Nat Moore have ever believed it?
No. To be honest, my goal when I made it to the NFL was very simple. Get 5 years in so I would have a pension and then be prepared to do something else for a living. And as we continued to play and continued to win, my career just went on and on and on. And the more I learned, the longer I was there, the easier the game became, because it became such second nature, because we did the same things over and over again, where it was about execution more so than tricking anybody. And because of that, and the fact that I was, even when Duper and Clayton came along, you know, I played another 4 years after they became the starters. So it showed you that my ability to still play at a high level as I got older was still there, and an insurance policy for the Miami Dolphins, so to speak. If one of those guys went down, I became the starter.
And that on Friday night, man, what blew my mind was there was the Larry Littles there. There was the Marinos there. There was the John Offerdahls there. There was the Pat Sertans, the Terry Kirby's, myself, the Sean Woodens, the Bob Bruskinsies. Like, guys you played with, guys that you didn't play with, guys through the entire legacy of the Miami Dolphins. You have influenced us and been around us and known us and helped us so much that there were guys there, but, you know, just guessing now, a range of 60 years of guys of different ages. Like, how does that make you feel knowing that a guy like myself and a guy like Larry Little both respect you and love you and want to be around you when you're getting honored?
I mean, that's what really makes it great. You know, I mean, Channing, as you know, nobody does anything by ourselves. A lot of the things that I was able to get done in the South Florida community was all because of my teammates, all because they would show up and support. You know, whenever any of us have anything, everybody shows up. And to have all those guys there, I mean, hopefully they felt like they were a part of it, because none of that would have been possible without their support, without them always pitching in, without them always being there. And that's what we do for each other. That's what team sports teaches you, is that, you know, once you pair up and do something together, you're very strong. When you're trying to do it by yourself, you don't get as much done. And I can honestly say that going back to the first event I ever ran, Larry Little and Bob Greasy, I had them in a fashion show wearing those seersucker suits back in the day. And they showed up and they helped me raise money for the FCAA. And from there to a golf tournament where Earl Morrow helped me. And, you know, you just go right down the line. And that's what we do. We show up for each other. If anybody has anything going, they send out a call and we all rally and we get there and we roll up our sleeves and we get it done. So, and to me, that's what makes South Florida such a great place to live, is that we got so many people that are pitching in, doing their part to make South Florida a fantastic place to live, to help fix whatever problems we have. So I'm just proud to be a small part of it.
Nat, do you ever beat your chest? I know you're not going to do it in public. People that don't know you or do know you're not, you know, a very modest guy, very humble guy. Like, in the shower, like, that night, Friday night, when you went home and took a shower, do you ever just, like, you know, nod your head in private, like, yeah, man, I've influenced, you know, dozens, if not more than dozens, thousands, hundreds of people with the good efforts I put towards South Florida?
You know, I think we all feel proud of some of the things that get accomplished, but as far as beating my chest and saying it was all about me, no. Now, if I'm on the golf course, that's a different story. When I whoop up on somebody, yeah, I pat my chest and, you know, crow a little bit. But with the other things, I've come to understand that I can't do anything without my teammates, without my partners, without the sponsors, you know, even without the people that we're helping. Everybody does their part. You know, Channing, that's what football teaches you. is that everybody works together for a common goal, and then you get the job done. And you know, it's great when you can when you can play with somebody or you can work with somebody, and you ain't got to worry about whether they're gonna get their task done. You all you got to do is focus on what you need to do, because you can count on Zach, you can count on JT, you can count on Timbo and Pat and Sam. I mean, that's a great way to play, and it's also a great way to work when you can count on the people that you're working with to do their part. You know you're going to be successful.
Too much humility for me, Nat. They had a mural of me. I would take a picture of myself in front of it, turn it into a business card. Anybody, hey, how you doing? I'm Mark Hockman. Well, you probably saw my mural. Here's my card.
No, that's not me, Hock.
Nat Moore, true 305 legend, and congratulations on Friday. I had a little birdie tip me off in advance, and when I saw the video, I think a lot of Dolphins fans probably welled up as they watched you. Quite an honor, and we're always thrilled that you make time for us on this show. You've become a very good friend of the show. We appreciate it, Nat.
Man, anytime. See, whether Channing know it or not, you're a closet Gator. You just don't want to admit it on the air. So it's all good.
Yeah. You know, let's Gators support each other. How
the
dare you?
The farther they run, Matt, the farther they run, the more I know they love us.
Ridiculous.
They love us.
Ridiculous. Nat Moore. Hey, thank you, Nat.
I can't talk too much because I'm always out raising funds for UM Sylvester and UM and everybody else. So I'm a closet Cane. What the hell?
The truth of the matter is both of you are closet Canes, and both of you would have made great Miami Hurricanes. We all know the truth.
Hey, Channing, is Hawk riding in the DCC?
Oh, Hawk, you know what? Dang,
I just want to know. I mean, you got two Gators riding to raise money for UM Sylvester.
That's my jam.
I know Hawk should be able to get on a bike.
Hawk, you got to get on a bike for the Dolphins Cancer Challenge. We're riding. Yeah. You got to ride.
That's one of the few athletic things that I can still do at 51 is ride my bike. So, yes, I will be happy to participate.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Sign him up, Channing.
I'll make sure you got all the information. He'll ride with me. We'll be neck to neck. What are we going to do, Hawk? About 120 miles?
I don't know. I'm going to ride right up to Wawa and get a sub about 3 minutes in.
I'll get him lined up, Nat. I'll get him lined up.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
See you, Nat. Nat Moore, he's become a very good friend of the program. Very, very good 305 story right there. So very cool.
14 miles.
Oh, 14 miles with my eyes closed. Come on, step it up.
That's all you need. 14 miles. I do the puppy track. But yes, I've rode the 14 miles now five years in a row. So yeah, man, I love Nat calling you out. You got to ride this season.
Count me in. I'm gonna ride in a rickshaw, as you know. I'm gonna have someone pull me, but I'm there in spirit. I am there in spirit. I mean, a sidecar on your bike, right? A sidecar.
I was going to say, what is a donkey pulling you, a human? What are you getting? What is pulling you?
Doesn't matter to me.
As long as you ain't peddling. No,
maybe one of the horse, maybe one of the harness horses I invested in. I'll ride in a sulky.
I'll get two tricycles, and me and you can ride next to each other and drink beer on the way. But we ride this year.
Fair enough.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! Pirates.